a madman ran into a busy marketplace and frantically cried out, "I seek God! I seek God!" The people looked upon the madman with much amusement and mockingly suggested, "Perhaps God has taken a vacation." But the madman fixed his gaze upon them. "Where has God gone? We have killed him."
Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, you're quoting there The Madman and the Death of God by 19th century German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche.
John, Nietzsche argued belief in God is a kind of self-delusion, a sign of weakness, and we need to throw off the shackles of religion, rely on ourselves, and promote the strong element of society.
And the irony of all this, he was raised in a Christian family.
Nietzsche was even called the Little Jesus by his classmates as a result of his religious convictions. However, at university, his faith faltered, and he graduated with revulsion toward belief in God and Christianity.
Wow. And we still see young people losing their Christian faith at colleges and universities across this country. It's part of the reason for Reason Why.
John, people have the idea the classroom is philosophically neutral, when the reality is Western education indirectly promotes a godless outlook on life. The idea is that religion was the result of ignorance and modern science has filled in the gaps where God used to reign.
So he's kind of been squeezed out and killed in line with Nietzsche's thought.
So you'd think. But belief in God is still booming around the world. And here's the real irony. Nietzsche argued belief in God is madness, when his own life was cut short by illness and insanity.
But what a commentary. Reason Why with Alec McClellan, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People. More at the website reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.